Hey everyone, how's it going? It's Jason Broswell, Pool Service by Jason, Los Angeles, California. Today is Sunday, February 17th, 2019. It's kind of crazy. The month's pretty much over, going into March, getting ready for the Western show, the time change, some Pentair training. It's a busy time of year. Wanted to talk to you guys about something that I ran into this month that kind of culminated today with all kinds of drama. I have a service account that I've had, I don't know, 5 years, probably 6 years, somewhere around there, up in the Santa Clarita Valley. And he has a real small pool. It's probably 6,000-7,000 gallons. It's like a spool. It's a pool with a whole bunch of spa jets and a heater, probably 4.5 feet deep. Not very big. But where his pool equipment is, it's below this ledge of a planter. We've gotten a lot of rain lately. I'm sure you guys are aware. And all this mud and debris from the planter kind of buried his pool pump a couple weeks ago. And he didn't want to pay me to clean it up and dig it out. So he took it upon himself to do it. Well, then once we got it all unburied and everything and cleaned up, the bearings in that, it's a whisper flow 3/4 horsepower pump, screaming loud. Neighbors are complaining. I told him I didn't want to turn it on anymore just because it's so loud. It's just going to cause more damage. Gave him an estimate to replace it with the new TEFC Pentair 3/4 horse motor. But he told me he has home warranty. He was going to have home warranty come out and assess it and replace it. And I told him that's fine. I know usually what happens with home warranty company out here, guy that has most of the contracts, forces everybody into a Hayward with variable speed pump, signs over the rebate. They're in SoCal Edison territory, though, so now there's no rebate unless you're Leslie's. It's something that happened here starting February 1st, 2019 with SoCal Edison customers. You have to sign up to participate in their new rebate program. It's been revised. Before the rebate program, SoCal Edison would give the installer a $100 incentive and the homeowner $200. You had to have a CAEI certificate from FIPSI. I did plenty of them. I'm fortunate enough to be in the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power territory where the rebate's been $1,000 for probably the last 5 or 6 years. So it's a huge incentive for homeowners to switch to a variable speed pump. LADWP gives you $1,000 to run your pump off peak hours, which is 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. It doesn't always really work in the summer when it's hot. But for the most pools, they can get away with it. Unless the one loophole, I guess, for lack of a better word, is if you have a thermal solar heating on your roof, you can run the pump anytime you want. Because obviously there's no sun at night to heat the water. So if you have solar on your roof for thermal heating, you're exempt from that off-peak hour rule. But LADWP, the $1,000, has sold a lot of pumps for me. But SoCal Edison has been $200 to the homeowner and $100 to the installer. And just January 31st was the last of that. And starting February, it's an instant rebate. You have to have a brick-and-mortar retail store. I confirmed all this with HEER department at SoCal Edison. And you have to sign up and sign all these legal documents and paperwork. And so far, the only participant are the Southern California Leslie's stores. So if you want to get a rebate of $200 on a variable speed pump, the only place to get it in California now, in Southern California, is Leslie's Pool Mart. $200 isn't a lot when you're talking about $15 to $2,000 for a variable speed pump install. So unless homeowners ask me about it, I'm not even going to bring it up. Very few of my customers are in the SoCal Edison territory. I have probably a dozen on the outskirts of my service area in the mountains and hills, and up in the Santa Clarita to Malibu and Calabasas area, Westlake, Thousand Oaks, Ventura County areas. They're all SoCal Edison, but for the most part. So anyway, so last week, pump was still bad. Didn't service the pool, just did chemicals. This weekend, I stopped by and they replaced his motor. The home warranty company came out. I don't know what who they contract with, a local pool service company, I'm sure, like most of them do. And I took a look at the motor, and first thing I noticed is it's not new. It's refurbished. It's got a sticker from some local electronic supply place that I'm familiar with. They rebuild motors, rewind them, change the bearings, spray paint it up real nice to make it look new, new-ish. Slap their sticker on it. The other thing I noticed is they installed a one horse motor with a 0.65 service factor. So that's a 1.65 horsepower motor that's not compliant with California Title 20, California Code of Regulations, CCR. So I let the homeowner know, hey, your pump got replaced, your motor got replaced, but first of all, they installed a rebuilt used motor that's probably only going to last you a year. Considering how much water and dirt and mud and debris in that induction motor, probably not going to last a year. It's already pretty loud, and it's only been installed for a week, he said. So that complicates things. His home warranty company basically violated California Code of Regulations by installing that over one horsepower motor, installing a used motor, and charging him for it. So they basically charged my homeowner to violate the law. I'm going to read to you what California CCR section 1605.3 paragraph G, section 5 says. It was a California Energy Commission, California Title 20, Code of Regulations, section 1605.3 G5, applies to pool pump and motor combinations and replacement pool pump motors for use in residential swimming pools in California for filtration purposes. So this doesn't apply to booster pumps, water feature pumps, only the main circulation pump that's running 8 to 10 hours a day usually here. I know a lot of places like Florida and Texas, they run their pumps 24 hours a day. People lose their shit here when you do that. Even the variable speed pumps that people have, they're so like stuck on single speed running, you know, more than 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, they panic. You have to go out and show them on the screen, hey, look, this new variable speed pump, you have to explain the affinity law to them, which, you know, I can get into in another podcast and talk all day about the affinity law. But show them on the display, look, here's your pump running, you know, 1,300 RPM at 256 watts an hour, where your old pump was, you know, near 2,000 watts an hour. So they still think it uses the same electricity. You could talk to them about it till you're blue in the face. And all the homeowner knows is they just want to run their pump 2 to 3 hours a day. I try to explain to them how the affinity law works, running at a slower speed for a longer time, and you still conserve electricity. But some homeowners just don't seem to get it. Some of them say, you know what you're talking about. You're the shit. Just program it however you see fit, and I'll live with that. But some of the older people, some of my older clients, there's been a lot of friction. You know, they'll shut it off after like 2 hours. It's programmed to run for like 10 at, you know, 2,000 RPM or 1,700 RPM. And they're like, oh, my pool pump's running all day. It's just killing my electrical bill. And you have to, no, it's not. Remember, we installed the variable speed pump. you're good. We're saving electricity. Pump's paying for itself. I wrote a blog on my website if you want to go check it out. It's called The Cost of Doing Nothing. If you just go to pbjpool.com, there's a search tool. Just type in The Cost of Doing Nothing. It's a very lengthy blog that covers the affinity law, variable speed pump installation, how much you're going to save, tools you can use to explain to your customers how much money they'll save and how the pump will pay for itself. But back to the CCR Title 20. So it says, if they have a motor capacity of 1 horsepower or greater, that includes the service factor, these products must be able to operate at 2 or more speeds, a dual speed, multiple speed, or a variable speed pump. And pool pump, variable speed pumps and pool pump motors are acceptable. Pool pump motor control standards also appear in Title 20 CCR Section 1605.3G5. So here's where this home warranty company is not covering their ass and sending out some hack that doesn't know what he's doing to replace somebody's pool pump. Single-speed pool pumps and pool pump motors with a motor capacity of 1 horsepower or greater do not meet the regulatory standard. It is illegal to sell, offer, or install these in California. This includes sales from installers to end-use customers. California Public Resource Code Section 25402.11 provides penalties of up to $2,500 per violation. So my homeowner is on the hook now, potentially, for this $2,500 fine because his home warranty company installed a non-compliant pool pump motor. He paid a service fee for that. I think he said $75 for the service call. The motor that they installed is probably worth $90, and it's carrying with it a $2,500 fine. So the regulation goes on to say pool pumps and pool pump motors must also be marked correctly. Motor capacity must be located on the product's information label and be a value equal to the labeled horsepower multiplied by a motor service factor. Some manufacturers refer to the value as total horsepower or THP. So that's your horsepower plus the service factor. So you have, like in this case, you have a 1 horsepower pump that has a 0.65 service factor. So your total horsepower is 1.65. So that's over 1 horsepower, which makes it illegal in California. Products that have been certified as meeting the above requirements can be found in the Appliance Efficiency Database on the energy.ca.gov website. I have this document if you want to see it. I can send it to you. I'll probably post it in the group on Pool Industry Workers and Pool Pros Only page. I know a lot of you are not in California, but there's a good deal of people here in California. And this is something that's been in effect for almost 3 years now. So I know by, you know, there's speculation and talk that by 2020, it's going to be required. Every pump has to be variable speed that, you know, you're not going to even be able to have these in distribution anymore. I know people have talked about it and they've gone into distribution and, you know, say, hey, oh, I need a 2 horsepower pump. And, you know, distribution never asks, what are you installing it on? You know, they're just more interested in the dollars in your wallet than saving you from making a costly mistake and getting your homeowner fined. So, you know, a lot of, you know, Infinity Edge pools have that 2 horsepower pump, water features and stuff like that. But I think those are all going to have to be variable speed also, even though they run for such a short amount of time, spa booster pumps, water feature pumps, circulation pumps. I mean, some pool pads have 5-6 pumps. You know, they're saying by 2020, those are all going to have to be variable speed pumps, and you're just going to have to program a speed, which you're going to have a pump controller, automation, something, which is going to cost more. So you're doubling the cost of the pump plus adding the cost of a pump controller to control the speed. So I don't know how that's going to happen, but here in California, Title 20 has been on the books for about 3 years, and it's not really enforced. But I don't want to be the guy that gets my client a $2,500 fee when they do inspect it. So be careful out there. Know your local rules and laws and statutes when it comes to energy efficiency. It's the, you know, topic that everybody's talking about is conservation and saving energy. It's great to tell your client, hey, I'm going to cut your electrical bill in half, at least for your pool pump portion of your electrical use, by putting in this variable speed pump. But a lot of them don't understand the technology, and they're kind of lost. Pools are getting real complicated and complex. That's why you need a serious professional that knows what they're doing out on that pool pad. The day of the pool guy is long gone. Things like this happen. You know, here's my client sitting on the hook for a $2,500 fine. And, you know, ideally he has his home warranty company to go to now and tell him, hey, you better be careful what you guys are doing. What they did is illegal. And he has all the backup. You know, I sent this to him, sent him pictures of his pump, the service plate on it. It's just a sticker, but it's 1.65 horsepower. So they totally broke the law. So they're on the hook for that as well. Hopefully they make it right. But I had this other customer on the other side of town, same thing, had a Jandy single speed pump, I think 1.5 horse, and the rain got it, shorted it out. Home warranty came, put in another single speed pump from this same electrical pump house. It's just a little industrial building, shed, shack place here in the valley. They repair and rebuild electrical motors. So yeah, I had the same sticker from the same place on it. And, you know, I told my homeowner, he doesn't seem to care that they put a used pump motor in his pool and he's on the hook for this $2,500 if anybody really wants to push it. So, you know, I'm a big advocate for education, and this is just something pool professionals need to be aware of and know. I mean, it's been talked about over and over and over in trade magazines, newspapers, all over the internet, trainings at Pentair, Jandy. I'm sure Hayward talks about it. Never been to a Hayward training, never going to go to a Hayward training. Just not my thing, but Mike Childress at Pentair talks about it. Everybody at Jandy, Alex and Ruben and my local guys here, they always talk about it. It's just to be careful. But it is kind of sad that you can walk into distribution and say, hey, I need this 2-horsepower motor, this 2-horsepower pump. And, you know, they wheel it right out, take your money and have a good day. Don't ask you what you're installing it on. Don't tell you, you know, read up on California Title 20 to make sure it's compliant where you're installing it. Maybe they don't even know, but just be careful out there. And thanks for listening. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I think we're like at 20 minutes now. So stay safe and keep making the industry better.